Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you so much for joining us today. Our show today is a little bit of a departure from most of our podcasts that you'll see here on naturalhealth365.com. And the show I called Vaccine World Summit, The Truth Exposed. And for the past few months, I've been working hard on developing a great resource with some of the best medical experts in the world that would provide clear, easy-to-understand information about the issues surrounding vaccines and infectious disease prevention. And I'm happy to report that I have successfully launched VaccineWorldSummit.com. This website and all its information contained in the exclusive interviews that I conducted was designed to help you make an informed decision about vaccines and whether they're right for you or not. This is really important information. We've been hearing a lot about vaccines in the past few months, but in truth, the mainstream media has been talking about the same old news for years. The general public is told that vaccines are safe and effective, and of course, if you want to avoid illness and diseases like the flu, shingles, pneumonia, polio, measles, the list goes on and on, they'll tell you, be sure you get vaccinated, right? And it's not only the media. The Centers for Disease Control, most government-run public health organizations, and conventionally trained physicians are convinced that vaccines hold the key to public safety and disease prevention. But what you're about to learn is that, scientifically speaking, too many people remain ignorant about the facts. Today, I'll talk briefly about what each speaker had to say, and I think you're going to find a lot of this information very interesting. And of course, I hope you'll go to VaccineWorldSummit.com and really listen carefully to each and every interview that I did that'll be located right on that page. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit liveonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. So let's talk about Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Dr. Wakefield was one of the people that I interviewed for the Vaccine World Summit. Really an incredible man. He's one of the first speakers that we thought would be most important to have for this event. I picked Dr. Wakefield because no one has been attacked more than this man for questioning the safety of vaccine. In fact, most pro-vaccine people will bring up Dr. Wakefield. They'll say, oh, this man was discredited. His research was discredited. It was taken away from journals. He lost his license and on and on and on. Just to point to how crazy it is for anyone to even think about questioning vaccines. It should not be a crime, though, in my opinion, to question the safety of vaccines or whether they're effective or not. Yet Dr. Wakefield lost everything, including his career and his medical license, merely because of what he found during scientific research into the connection between the MMR vaccine and autism. You see, a lot of people don't realize what Dr. Wakefield was doing. I mean, he was being paid by the government in Great Britain. He was there in the UK doing this kind of work. This was his job to do what he was told to do about questioning and looking into things that the public might bring up to him. This was parents that were concerned about vaccines and what they might be doing to their children. So again, it was his job to look into this. And his interview with me was just truly remarkable, telling his story about what got him into this. You know, a lot of people were questioning his motives. And, you know, you can hear directly from Dr. Wakefield's own accounts as to what happened, where he came from. I found this interview to be really quite interesting. I mean, the bottom line is, in the interview, when he outlines what he exactly found about the connection between the MMR vaccine and autism, it will truly blow your mind. I mean, this is not an irrational person. This is not a crazy person. Again, pro-vaccine people will love to put people who question vaccine safety in that sort of light, because this way they hope that people will just hear that the person might be crazy and just tune them out. And another strategy behind always hearing how pro-vaccine people say that anyone that questions vaccine safety is a nut or a lunatic, part of that strategy is really to just sort of pound people with the confusion, enough to the point that when someone gets confused, that they just ignore the whole issue altogether and go on with their daily lives, but not pay attention to what really could be going on. So I urge all of you, when you get a chance, to go to vaccineworldsummit.com. You'll be able to get these events, these interviews, absolutely free. All it takes is to be registered as a Natural Health 365 subscriber. That subscription is free, and then you get immediate access to all these interviews. There are actually five in total that we'll be talking about today. So the second person I wanted to talk about, which I was so pleased that she accepted our invitation, is Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. And if you know anything about this woman, I mean, she is so diligent, works hard. I mean, literally before this interview took place, I know she was working some, 70, 80, 90 hours a week for weeks and weeks in vaccine research. I mean, I don't know anyone that is looking into the whole vaccine issue more carefully, more scientifically than Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. I mean, she talks about vaccine research that will literally blow your mind. So many myths surrounding the most recent measles outbreak. I mean, for those of you who may not have seen it in the news, it was all over the place, how they were talking about the Disneyland measles outbreak, like it was, just one of these new novel things that was happening. And they were blaming it on all those crazy, again, that word crazy, parents out there who didn't want to have their children vaccinated. They were blaming it entirely on the unvaccinated. And of course, they were scaring people into believing that this measles outbreak that was happening in California was some sort of brand new thing. We've never seen anything like this before. And, they're just going on and on, giving parents, people out there who are concerned about their health, they're giving them this feeling that, it was going to take over the United States. We were going to see measles outbreaks all over the place. People were going to get deathly sick and they were going to die. And nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, it's almost hard to believe that they did this, but the reality is, and you're going to hear this in the interview in much more scientific details, and by the way, none of the information that Dr. Humphreys puts out in our interview is even hard to understand, but it really is so well grounded in the science to prove that what I'm saying to you today is so true. A lot of what they talk about with the measles outbreak being something new is really quite old. We've been seeing outbreaks over the years for quite some time. And she talks about the real threat of measles, which is what most people don't hear about. How dangerous really is measles? We talk about that in detail as well. We talk about a lot of other things that basically the general public, I mean, to put it simply, they're literally being lied to every day about the real danger posed by measles. And on top of that, they're being lied to every single day about how effective the MMR vaccine really is. We talk about this pro-vaccine advocate that you may or may not have heard about, but you can look him up. I mean, he's certainly one of the top experts when it comes to, what the mainstream media and conventional medicine would say is, the guy to go to in terms of learning more about how important it is to get your vaccine. And that's Dr. Paul Offit. This is important because, he's always put out there as the leading expert when it comes to television shows or, news stories on TV. Dr. Paul Offit is put out there as the so-called, expert on the safety of vaccines. But most people don't know about his direct ties to the pharmaceutical industry and the amount of money that he has earned due to vaccines. It's funny. This is a man, and not just to pick on Dr. Paul Offit, but there are so many others that are pro-vaccine, right, that'll say that there must be some sort of hidden agenda. Like, let's just say Dr. Wakefield, who I was just talking about, that somehow Dr. Wakefield, the reason why he's questioning all the safety issues surrounding the MMR vaccine and how it quite clearly is posing a risk to some children and putting them at a much higher risk for autism, that somehow there must be an ulterior motive, that they must be making so much money by doing that somehow, right? But the reality is Dr. Wakefield's not making any money at all. And Dr. Paul Offit and others who are pro-vaccine, they're getting their money directly tied to government health agencies that all say vaccines are safe and effective. They have to say it, or else they would lose their job. So there's definitely a financial incentive that way. But people like Dr. Offit have made a fortune through the pharmaceutical industry, through the creation of vaccines. This is where he is profiting. So do we think in any reasonable way at all that someone like Dr. Offit or someone that's pro-vaccine might say, well, wait a minute, you know, when it comes to a particular vaccine that I'm not directly involved with, but, you know, it's the vaccine industry that we're talking about here, I do have some questions about certain vaccines. They're never, ever going to say that because their vested interests are heavily embedded in the whole vaccine industry. So, you know, it's funny how they'll attack people who are against vaccines or question the safety of vaccines just because they're concerned about their health. But somehow we're not supposed to question anybody who says that vaccines are perfectly safe and effective when they're completely being funded, they're being paid for by that industry responsible for getting all those vaccines into people. I mean, to me, it's just incredible. So Dr. Humphreys talks a lot more about also MMR vaccine research. And this is the kind of research that has never been discussed before the Vaccine World Summit. So again, I hope all of you get a chance to get over there and check out her interview because it really is amazing. You'll hear about CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and Merck fraud that if you go out on the street and you talk to most people about this, they would have no idea at all. And especially, I would encourage all of you after listening to these programs to get this information in front of those people who might be sitting on the fence or even those people who are just so convinced that vaccines are good, but they've never heard about this CDC or Merck fraud at all. I mean, Dr. Humphreys talks very clearly about what Merck has been doing, hiding the real information about how ineffective the MMR vaccine is. And she details what Merck actually did to get their MMR vaccine approved so that they could hold their patent. I mean, it's just amazing when you hear that. In fact, the information discussed in this program at the Vaccine World Summit is probably going to end up being front page or second or third page news within about a year or two because the lawsuits that are going through the legal court system now are being fought by Merck every single day. They're hoping this information doesn't get out to the public. So you're going to hear it firsthand with the Vaccine World Summit. And that's why I was so pleased that Dr. Humphreys joined us for this event. I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. So let's talk about the third speaker that we had for the Vaccine World Summit, Dr. Robert Rowan. Now, if you've never heard of this man before, I mean, he's affectionately called the father of alternative medicine because, you know, he really went to bat for every physician out there that wants to do something that basically isn't just what conventional medicine talks about. You know, he went to bat for every single one of those physicians out there way back years ago by pushing for legislation to be passed to protect those physicians to be able to do this kind of thing. I mean, if you've never heard him speak, I urge you to listen to this interview. I mean, when we titled it Raw and Uncensored, he is dynamic, an incredible speaker, passionate about what he talks about. I mean, he questions everything you ever thought about vaccines, but not, again, in a crazy way. It is really so well grounded in the scientific literature and medical science. He's challenging the medical profession to ask some really tough questions. And I say it that way because if you're in the healthcare profession, if you're one of those conventionally trained physicians, I really encourage you to listen to Dr. Robert Rowan because he's speaking directly to you. If you've never heard this kind of information before, if you've always thought that vaccines are perfectly safe and effective, and there's nothing else to think about, you are going to be blown away by what Dr. Rowan is talking about in his interview with me. And he really encourages everyone to consider the direction that we're going as a society. I mean, he really takes a global look at things. Yes, in this summit, we're only talking about the vaccine issues and infectious diseases, but in dealing with these infectious diseases and making it a policy that we should just vaccinate, and the policies that are going, that are being pushed right now through Congress to have laws passed and to make doctors do things against people's will. There's a lot of things that are going on surrounding this vaccine issue that Dr. Rowan really questions where we're going as a society. And I really think it's really important that we listen carefully to what he has to say, because it just gives us a lot to think about. The other speaker that we had as part of this event, Dr. Jane Orient, I went to get her and invite her to be a part of the summit because she's representing as the director of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. We're talking about conventionally trained doctors. It's a whole organization that she's leading up. She represents this group, many doctors, and proves without a shadow of a doubt that every doctor is not interested in forcing people to get medical treatments like vaccines. I mean, we shouldn't forget that getting a vaccine shot into your arm is a medical treatment, right? And if you look at the American Medical Association, you just look into their code of ethics, right there, it does stress the importance of educating the consumer, the patient, about all the risks and the benefits of a medical treatment, whatever it might be, and then giving space, allowing that patient the opportunity to make an informed decision. When it comes to these vaccine issues that we've been hearing lately, and this has come up time and again, but I've never seen it like I've seen it these past several months from 2014 into 2015. I've never seen such a push to be so forceful about a medical treatment as I have seen about vaccines. And it's really very alarming. And I knew that this is something that Dr. Orient was not happy about. And so I invited her to come on to the program. And again, if you're a conventionally trained physician, if you're a healthcare provider and you're working with those conventionally trained doctors, this is just such a valuable interview to listen to really carefully, because her whole focus is on mandatory vaccinations, whether we should or we shouldn't. She just brings up some very important questions before we just sort of, without thinking at all, just say, hey, let's just do it for the good of society, you know, to protect the public health. We need to just do this mandatory vaccination thing. She really brings up some very important questions that everyone should be considering. Another very important point that Dr. Orient brings out is this whole concept of herd immunity. And she has amazing information that she puts out there. Again, for every doctor out there, they should really be listening carefully to this section of the interview where she addresses the whole concept, this notion of herd immunity. But her take on it is really very special. You don't hear it in the mainstream media at all, and you should be listening very carefully to what she has to say about herd immunity. And one more time, I just want to take a break to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, for making this podcast possible and all the podcasts at naturalhealth365.com. Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit liveonlabs.com. That's LIVONLABS.com. And by the way, a lot of you may be curious, you know, how we choose people who might be advertisers or sponsors on our website, naturalhealth365.com. Really, it's just a personal mission of mine. It's been a professional and a personal passion of mine, I should say, to always be looking into the best quality nutritional supplements, foods, the best kind of information we could have, the best kind of experts we could have. I personally use the Livon Labs products. I'm very pleased with them. I've been using them for now close to 2 years in a row now. And I've also written about one incredible experience I had with one bout of a flu that I actually knocked out in less than 24 hours, thanks to having the Livon Labs vitamin C product available to me. I did take quite a bit of it hour after hour. It's an interesting story for those of you who are interested. You can find it on naturalhealth365.com. Anyway, I want to continue talking about the final speaker that we had for the Vaccine World Summit, and it was Dr. Janet Levitin. Now, I chose to have a speaker on here, a medical doctor who is a pediatrician, because, again, most of these vaccine issues that we see floating around in the mainstream news, they always center around these little children, right? These poor children is the way the media is posing it, that are being exposed to all these deadly, dangerous, infectious diseases. Now, I'm not trying to make small the issue of infectious diseases. They are important. We should understand them, the risks and the benefits of different treatments, and we should do everything we can to reduce the risk. But I thought it would be very important to bring on a pediatrician who's working in the trenches every day with children and their parents to break down the real dangers posed by all of these infectious diseases, many of them that I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. And she does a magnificent job breaking down each and every one. It's a little too long to get into now, but I encourage you again to go check out Dr. Janet Levitin's interview with me on the Vaccine World Summit. Check out that interview, because at the beginning of that interview, she's talking a lot about how dangerous these diseases really are, and she's categorizing them as not very risky at all, to some that are sort of a medium risk, and then others that are really, really risky. And then she talks quite a bit about what she does in her medical practice. And I thought this would be valuable because most people are accustomed just hearing the conventionally trained doctors just say for, you know, like a cookie cutter approach for all of these illnesses, there's just one answer and one answer only. Get your appropriate vaccine to keep you safe from harm. And it really is a cookie cutter approach that is, it's unrealistic. It's not based on good science. It's leaving out so many other important things. And I bring up this point to you because Dr. Levitin, in our interview, breaks down so many of the natural things that you can do to boost immune function. And this is something that I want to spend a minute on right now. One of the things that just never ceases to amaze me when you look at conventional mainstream media outlets, you know, you turn on the news and there it is, or you pick up a newspaper and they're talking about infectious disease and how it was either made worse because people didn't get their vaccines, or how an area is just completely safe from harm because they got their vaccines. Again, nothing else is ever mentioned about what people should be doing to boost immune function. And don't you think that that's really odd when it comes to talking about a topic like infectious diseases? I mean, wouldn't it make sense that the stronger your immune system works, the cleaner your digestive system is, the better that your liver functions, the cleaner that your blood is, the better that you eat, the quality or the frequency in which you take high-quality nutritional supplements, wouldn't that be an important part of public discussion? Wouldn't it be something that makes sense to you that we should be seeing in the news much more? But we don't. And it's probably one of the biggest reasons what motivated me the most to create the Vaccine World Summit. And again, you can find that at vaccineworldsummit.com. If you've downloaded this podcast and you're not sure where that link is, the link will be put on the page here for this podcast, for this recording, so you'll be able to simply click it and go right to it. Again, all you have to be is a registered subscriber at naturalhealth365.com. It's totally free, and then we provide this summit to you. The reason why I created this summit was as a resource, because I know that so many parents out there are so stressed out every day listening to conventional news, hearing about the dangers of all these infectious diseases. And, you know, mind you, I think that many of them, if you neglect your body and if you're in poor health and you get one of these diseases, yes, it can be quite serious, but they're being scared almost to death about all of these illnesses, these diseases, and they're being told only one thing: get into the office and get your vaccine. But then what happens is these same people out there, parents, and look, I'm a parent. My wife, you know, she's the best mother in the world. She was very concerned about the ingredients that are in these vaccines. I mean, hearing things like mercury, a neurotoxin, aluminum. What has aluminum got to do with health? And putting that in a solution that's going to be injected into a small baby's body with an undeveloped immune system. I knew from my own personal experience and from all the people I've spoken to who are parents, concerned mothers out there, that they were so concerned about the ingredients in these vaccines, but they felt like they weren't getting enough information. I wanted to put a really important bit of information out there from all of these experts all in one place. We've got well over 3 hours of interview content detailing for you, scientifically, medically speaking, what you should consider. And that's what it's all about. Never for a minute would I prefer that people just sort of put me in the category of anti-vaccine or even pro-vaccine. It's about getting this information out to you so that you can make an informed decision. Whatever you want to do with your body, in my opinion, that's what should be respected. When it comes to mandatory vaccines, I mean, whether I thought vaccines were the greatest thing in the world, I would say that the policy of, you know, mandatory vaccines, forcing you to have a vaccine, whether you like it or not, I mean, that policy alone, I think, is just horrible. And that has nothing to do with where I stand on the whole vaccine issue, whether I think they're safe or not, whether I think the ingredients are good that they put in there or not. Just the idea of forcing people to do things against their will, especially when it comes to medical treatments and the kind of things that you're going to put into your body, I think that's really dangerous. And I've talked about this a lot before. You know, whether you think GMOs are dangerous or not, genetically modified organisms that are being put into the food supply, into thousands of ingredients and thousands of products, whether you think that's safe or not, to actually suppress the fact that those ingredients are being put into your food now, genetically altered materials being put into your food, to not be educating people about that and just injecting it into the food supply and quickly just saying it's safe and effective and nothing else should be considered, I think that's wrong. And so I think this whole point of creating the Vaccine World Summit was to really open up a whole world of information that most people never hear from top experts who have been in the health profession for decades. I mean, these people dedicate their lives to educating people about health, nutrition, immune function, and vaccine safety and what you should do about these issues. I wanted to put this together so that you would have this kind of information and, again, to make an informed decision. That's what this is all about. Anyway, I hope I didn't go on too long for you today. I hope you enjoyed this information today. I hope it motivates you to go check out the Vaccine World Summit. And thank you so much for listening today. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.